Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this week. And if you've been living under a rock, and I guess I've been, because it took me a little while to discover the Netflix show Love is Blind, and we have one of the participants from the show here joining us this week to talk about that and a lot more. And Tampa native, but now residing in Atlanta, Ebony Alexis. Ebony, thanks for coming on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I guess first thing, kind of for my listeners maybe that are not familiar with the show you were on, kind of give a little background or a little introduction to the show.
Okay, so the premise of the show, first when I was blown away when I was first contacted to be cast for the show, because I just couldn't believe the concept of something like this. It was crazy, like one of the craziest things I've probably ever done. So the premise of the show is that you are, you know, it was really a social experiment, and they believe that people could fall in love based on, you know, just talking and getting to know each other before you could even see the person. And I know, like, 9 times out of 10, I mean, a lot of times when we date, it's based on physical attraction, what you see, what meets the eye in the beginning. But this was just strictly, you know, all the women were on one side, the men were on one side. We had no contact with each other. We could not see each other, and we would go into these little dating pods, so to speak, and you go in there, and the guys are on one side of the wall, and you really just get to talk and know each other. And so you do this for hours and hours and hours a day. And so, yeah, once it's the guy likes you, or you really make a connection with someone, then they propose to you behind the wall, still having not seen them, and then there's a reveal, and so then you see who you are actually engaged to, who you've been talking to and getting to know, and they send you on vacation, so you further get to know them, and then all within, you know, a month, 2 months, there's a wedding.
Best thing to do is actually watch an episode and kind of see. It's a little weird to describe. It's a little different. Did you go in with an open mind, or did you go in with any preconceived notions like this is how it's going to end up for me, or how did you approach it?
I generally did not, like, when I went in, like, I had no idea what to expect at all. And I'm, you know, generally, like, I'm very, like, you know, like, skeptical of most things. But, I mean, the idea behind it, you know, being something that was, you know, like, really, like, never done before. But, like, it was a total, like, experiment for everyone. So that made me a little bit more open to it. Like, you know what, wow, like, let's see. Like, I went into it with a large amount of curiosity is what drove me to it. And then on top of it, like, I was single and I wasn't really, you know, like, finding the guys I wanted to, you know, like, outside in the real world. So it was like, you know what, what do I have to lose? Why not? Like, if you're telling me you have 15 men that actually want to be married, why not? Like, let's give it a shot. And I'm like, are you sure you're in Atlanta? Because it's like 23-1 here. But if you're telling me you have 15 men that are ready to get married and settle down, you know, let's see what happens. So I didn't really go in expecting anything, you know. I was hopeful, but, you know, I went in just out of pure curiosity and just, you know, optimistic about it.
Yep. The set season was filmed in Atlanta, like you said. And some interesting characters and some people on the show that a wide variety of different people that you can relate to. We're with Ebony Alexis from the show Love is Blind. Ebony, technology-wise, when you're in the pods, is there a camera with a cameraman, or all the cameras remotely controlled?
Well, they were all remotely controlled, and that's the thing about it. Like, a lot of the, like, you really genuinely forget, because the layout is so comfy. You know, there's a nice couch in there, there's with these comfy, fluffy pillows, there's like a little mini bar where you can have a drink, there's snacks, the temperature is good. So, I mean, you're completely comfortable. It feels like you're, you know, cozy at home on the couch. So, in reality, you forget that there's even cameras there because they're like inside the wall. So I mean, it's like you're aware, but it's like you're not. If that makes sense. Because even on set, a lot of times like the mics are so small that a lot of the girls and I like forgot that we were even being taped. So everything that you see, a lot of people were wondering or questioning if it was real at all. And it definitely was, like 100%.
Yeah, I can see how they try to put you at ease, and they're thinking you're gonna express more, or you're gonna be a little more open at that point. We're with Ebony Alexis, based here in Atlanta. She was on the show Love Is Blind. You have a degree in journalism, Ebony. You have experience in PR and writing and other parts of the entertainment industry. Did that kind of give you an advantage, you think, over people, or make you more comfortable than other participants on the show?
I would say naturally, like I've always, you know, been comfortable in front of the camera. So for me, that part wasn't really the nervous part for me. The nervous part was dating somebody behind a wall that I cannot see, and I could possibly be married within a month. So that for me was more nerve-wracking than anything. Like the cameras, I don't think were a problem for me. I was very comfortable.
Yeah, we're not gonna give any spoilers out of how the people can watch the show on Netflix. Love Is Blind. There'll be another season upcoming.
Season two is actually now casting for any listeners out there who want a shot at love. Season 2 is casting now.
What actually surprised you? One thing that surprised you about the filming or the taping process, Ebony, that you didn't expect?
For me, to be honest, I think the thing that really surprised me was how we were able to connect and the bond that we formed and how comfortable we were with someone that we could not see behind the wall. Because for me, like in the back of my mind, I'm like, wow, this is really weird. Like I don't know if I'm gonna, like, you know, if you're able, you question, like, am I gonna be able to open up? Like, is this gonna be, you know? But absolutely, like, so that was the most shocking part for me. You know, is just that, wow, we were actually able to form connections, and even, you know, the girls in the house, you know, like we all became really good friends because, again, there's no television, there's no phones, you can't, you know, listen to the radio, or you have no communication with the outside world. Like, we had to keep asking, like, what day it was because we lost track. So, therefore, that leads you there to just kind of talk amongst each other, you know, with no distractions. So, you know, you got a room full of women, and we just got to talk and really bond. It was like a big sleepover, to be honest. So, you would be surprised with what you get when you take away the phones and the media. And so, for me, that's something that I took away from the show, just, you know, like, so I live life like that now, too, even in dating. It's like, you know, less I kind of seek for, you know, like, I'm really, I guess, thinking on a deeper level and, you know, try to really be in tune with who it is I'm talking to and not get distracted by, you know, electronics or outside media.
Yeah, everybody get, all the girls get along there, Ebony, or some tense moments?
And for the most part, like I said, I think they cast a wonderful group of girls. We all did get along, for sure. I think that the only moments that got tense were when it got towards, you know, like the, when, you know, a couple girls may have, like, the same person or, you know, like, but it was all kind of like we came in there and it's like we're girlfriends, so you're going to naturally, you know, want to talk about who you liked or, you know, how your date was or, you know, so if, you know, that would kind of conflict between some people. Like, if they came back and it's like, oh, I like this person, but I like this person too. So I think then, you know, a lot of people just kind of shut down.
Sure.
After that, which, you know, it makes sense.
Sure. Wrapping up with Atlanta's Ebony Alexis. She was on the season of Love is Blind. Where does this take you now, Ebony? What's next for you? You're involved in a lot of things. In front of the camera, behind the camera, what opportunities does this open for you?
Well, I mean, I'm just still continuing on my path. I do have a media company. It's called Ebony Alexis Entertainment, EA Entertainment for short. So I do like a lot of celebrity interviews and, you know, red carpet events and hosting events. So I do that as well. And then a lot of people don't know I'm a bartender, and I also do hair and makeup. And yeah, and so right now, like, I recently got a Canon, so I'm just been practicing on that and trying to get better. So I always had an eye for, like, photography. So, I mean, right now it's just like I've been blessed to be gifted to do a lot of different things. So I'm just not limiting myself and putting myself in a box. So my main focus is my media company. But I'm, you know, I kind of want to do everything. Like, I want to get, you know, start shooting more and, you know, video recording. So I've just been really practicing with editing too, because that's what that's the hard part.
Oh yeah, that's the time consuming part. So
the editing is not really as hard to film, but then the editing is like, oh, okay, I see why people who edit charge, you know, what it is that they charge, because that's the hard part.
That's where all the magic happens. Great to be joined by Ebony Alexis. Check out the show, Netflix, Love is Blind. Once you start watching, you won't be able to turn away. So as we're all in stay-at-home mode, it makes for a great passing of the time, Ebony.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, like, anybody who's watching it, is like I said, it was 100% real. And, you know, just remember to take away from it. Like, I know that, you know, the show is one thing, but then the lessons from the show, I think everybody should take away, is that, you know, you really have to, in dating and love and marriage, you really have to get to the core of who a person is and not just the exterior.
Excellent.
Because, you know, everything drops and fades at some point, so.
Yeah, it really makes you think. And TV these days, it makes you think is a rare thing. So, thanks for the information. We'll be checking out. I'll be following up with you, and thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Great.